And welcome back to the Grumpy Gaze on 94.9. Matt, great song.
Yeah, well, look, I realised from the first two bars of this banger that I was never going to be straight. I reckon I was about 13, and there was a sudden and involuntary hip action, sashaying and mincing going on, that came from a place that required no learning.
It wasn't stemming from your liturgical dance history?
Well, you know, deep down it was there, I suppose. Yeah, it was all part of it. It was just there. It just kind of appeared.
It was innate.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, maybe, Matt, you could show the fans on Instagram. You could do a little move.
I will do.
We might be able to introduce that.
Yeah, look, but this is it. Just start playing that song, and it just involuntarily happens. Yeah, but
happens.
I mean, what an absolute classic! And look, the fact that it was sung by a band that looked like the love children of a pirate and divine sealed the whole deal. Really, enough said.
Enough said. Absolutely.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. In France, the girls wear scanties, but on lamb chops, they put panties.
So, this week, mad, 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 mad world, the great intestinal wind. Now, let me take you through, let me set the picture for you, Matt, Doug.
Okay.
A man in Vienna has been fined 500 euros or 817 Australian dollars for breaking wind loudly in front of police. A move that the Austrian capital's police force was at pains to defend on Tuesday.
I've often been at pain doing something like that.
The Österreich newspaper, I think that's how you say, Österreich?
Yes.
I don't do...
It looks like the word ostrich.
It does.
Yeah.
So let's go with the ostrich newspaper.
It means Austrian.
The ostrich
there you
newspaper.
Go. Reported the fine stemmed from an incident on June 5, and the offender was fined for offending public decency. City police wrote on Twitter, quote, "Of course, no one is reported for accidentally letting one go."
Oh.
They added the man had behaved provocatively and uncooperatively. Sounds like one of Matt's dances. During an encounter with officers that preceded the incident, he got up from a park bench, looked at officers and, quote, "let go a massive intestinal wind apparently full of intent."
Intent.
They said.
Okay.
And I'll leave it with the quote of the evening. "And our colleagues don't like to be farted at so much." And look, given, as we said at the beginning of the evening, that this is the Grumpy Gaze ageing issue, I do take a little good old factory offence at the picture they have used to go along with this article.
Describe this picture.
Well, because it's of a little old man sitting on a bench.
Oh.
On a park bench.
But I thought he got up from the park bench, looked at officers and let it go, a massive intestinal wind.
He did, and he did it with intent.
He mightn't have been able to help it.
Well, this is it. As you age, see, that intent.
Well, as you rightfully point out, Matt, sometimes you do let go of a good dose of intestinal wind with intent.
Oh, amongst other things. Look, you get me on a good laughing roll and a little bit of wee will come out every time.
Oh, stop it.
I don't even need to be laughing these days, actually.
So, yes. you're not doing your Kegel exercises, obviously.
No, but yeah, put on a bit of Dead or Alive and I start dancing and it's actually a gush. But look, the thing with, well, you know, this is it, isn't it? Bodily fluids and things. I actually think this is going a little bit too far. Like, it, don't you think? It's a bit strict of the authorities.
I just don't understand. Well, firstly, I don't understand, other than when we will witness your inner Gaia coming out.
Yeah.
To Dead or Alive, how do you get up provocatively yet uncooperatively?
Well, I've often got up provocatively and uncoordinatingly. Yeah, it's a bit. I can imagine this guy doing the dance of the seven veils as he's getting up off the park bench. Yeah, it's all a bit weird. So how exactly can they identify? Like, they're saying they let go massive intestinal wind, right? They've been very specific there. How can they identify the exact biological location of the gas?
Because I just think they didn't want to use the word fart.
Oh, okay. I can see the officer there, like, writing his notebook, like, it came directly from the lower duodenum, passing through the intestinal tract. For that reason, it constituted a danger to the public.
Absolutely.
He farted maliciously. And also, I look at this and I go, does this mean that there are different levels of crime considered in this kind of area in Austria? Like, flatulence in the first degree? Premeditated pong?
Cold-blooded,
I don't even know where to go with cold-blooded murder. You know, the old serial offenders of yore, you know, like Jack the Let One Ripper.
You know, during the whole isolation thing, I was actually pulled over by the police for being out of my home. And all I was doing was going down to the shops to get some shopping for my mother. And I was pulled over and asked where I was going, what I was doing and where I lived. Maybe I should have just farted.
Yes.
With intent. With intent.
What are you doing? I've come outside to let go of some air.
Yes.
Rather than to take some.
You're lucky, officer. I haven't followed through.
I says shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's all a bit strict for me. But look, you know, good on you, Vienna. You don't pip Miss Melbourne as the world's most livable city, i.e. head prefect, by allowing standards to drop to this level. So I say good on you, Vienna. Look, talking about stuff, I'm still reeling from last week's conversation about civet cat coffee.
Oh, that upset you, didn't it?
It did. I was thinking, I had to go away and look it up. I actually didn't bring it up at the time. I thought, I actually don't know what he's talking about.
Did you not believe that actually there's this civet cat coffee that you can get? It's the most expensive coffee in the world.
Why? Because it's gone through a cat. But what's the civet bit?
Well, it's not like going through Miss Trilly.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
A civet cat is the type of cat that these coffee beans are passing through. It is like a leopard or it's a civet cat.
But how does it enhance the taste of the coffee? Because I've actually
don't know. I don't ever want to try this hideous substance. I don't want to. But apparently it is much revered and very, very, very expensive.
Well, I've read this article and then I'm looking at Miss Trilly going, oh, you know, decaf cappuccino tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you can start paying for your own litter. Pay your way. your vet bills are very, very, very expensive, madam. Have some coffee beans. Make me some money on the side.
And do not let go of any intestinal wind with attitude or full intent in my direction, Miss Trilly.
Well, at my age, it's sometimes unintentional, but I'll try. Okay, it is a mad, 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 mad world, Mrs. Gray. Absolutely.
It absolutely is. And coming up, we have Hit or Myth, and this week it is Matt's turn to try to throw Doug and I into a quandary as to whether his little life story is a hit or a myth. Now, next is, of course, the song that made my inner gayer come out back in days of yore, and it is Come to My Window by Melissa Etheridge.
Who?
What?
Oh, I think it's that one about water.
Come to my window.
Yeah, go to that one about water.
Very thirsty woman. Crawl inside, wait by the light of the moon. Come to my window, I'll be home soon. Just to listen to your breath, and I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache, and you don't know how much I need or how much I can take just to reach you, just to reach you. Oh, to reach you. open, I cannot afford to sleep. Giving away promises I know that I can't keep. Nothing fills the blackness that has seeped into my chest. I need you in my blood, I am forsaking all the rest. Just to reach you, just to reach you.